This is Mark Steiner. Today is June the 15th. Welcome to this day in history.
This man, superb in love and logic, shall be remembered, oh, not with statues, rhetoric, not with legends and poems and wreaths of bronze alone, but with the lives grown out of his life, lives fleshing the dream of this needful, beautiful thing.
That was the great Ruby Dee performing her monologue, This Man, in tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. We play that in her memory. She passed away last week in history, June 11th, 2014. 800 years ago today, in 1215, the Magna Carta, which was thought of as the first European democratic document, was endorsed with the seal of King John of England. And nearly 300 years later, in 1502, Christopher Columbus stumbled onto the island that we now call Martinique. It was today in 1667 that the first blood transfusion was performed when French royal physician Jean-Paul Denis saved a boy's life who was dying from being bled. For centuries, bleeding people was a medical practice. On this day, Dr. Denis, or Richard Lauer, depending on who you believe in the debate who actually did it, conducted the first blood transfusion using sheep's blood. The boy lived, but subsequent sheep's blood transfusions didn't fare so well. And rubber was all the rage in America and the West in the 1830s, but it melted in heat and froze solid in the winter until this day in 1844 when Charles Goodyear, yes, that name, developed the process for strengthening rubber, and the industry was born. At the end of the Spanish-American War in 1898, the United States controlled former Spanish-held Caribbean islands and the Philippines. The U.S. smashed the Philippine resistance, but the Matsumoro Islanders, who resisted the Spanish before the Americans and refused to surrender, after 14 years of resistance, were defeated on this day in 1913, when American troops, with their new 45 pistols, which were developed to kill the Moro people, slaughtered 500 Moro women and children. In Duluth, Minnesota, on June the 14th, a young white couple accused six black circus workers of beating them and raping the woman. Though there were never any physical proof that a beating or rape ever occurred, the six men were arrested. A day later, on this day in 1920, a mob of 10,000 people attacked the jail, pulling out Isaac McGee, Elmer Jackson, Elias Clayton, who were beaten, tortured, and hung from lampposts. Some townspeople tried to stop it, but were beaten back. The National Guard arrived the next day to protect the other three men and to restore order. Minnesota and the nation were stunned by the lynching that was seen as a southern phenomenon and had reached so deeply into the North. 23 years later, in the midst of World War II, tensions ran high between white and black dock workers when white workers did not want to work alongside black men. In Beaumont, Texas, where a black worker was accused of rape, thousands of white dock workers took to the streets and then went on a rampage. They killed and looted and burned down black businesses and homes. 29 people were killed. War production suffered a serious setback, and few were ever held accountable for what happened. And it's the birthday of Natalie Leota Henderson Henderis, born today in 1927 in Oberlin, Ohio. She was the first black woman to perform as a soloist with a major symphony orchestra when she was 12 years old, and then went on to become the youngest person ever to graduate from Oberlin Conservatory. In 1954, Paul Rusabigani, Biagani was born. He gained fame when he saved 1,200 of his fellow countrymen during the Rwandan genocide, and of course was subject of the major motion picture Hotel Rwanda. William Arthur Lewis passed away today. He was a world-renowned economist who received the Nobel Prize for Economics in 1979, thus becoming the first black person ever to be awarded Nobel Prize in a category other than peace. And here's a song for you, June the 15th. Today in 1933, at the Chicago World's Fair, Symphony in E Minor was performed by the Chicago Symphony. The moment was special because it was the first time a symphony written by a black woman had been performed by a major symphony. The symphony was written by the composer Florence Beatrice Price. And to continue your exploration of this day in history, please visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with our panel.